This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Tuesday, October 19, 2021, and these are the headlines. The city government has placed six of its barangays under the high-risk category, even as the number of daily COVID-19 cases has gone down. Based on the Community Quarantine Matrix report, those identified as high-risk are barangays 1-A, 25-C, 29-C, Malagos, Tigato, and Ula. At the regional level, Dr. Rachel Joy Pachon, Department of Health Regional Epidemiology and Surveillance Unit Head, said that based on the latest information from the national government, Davao Occidental is placed under Alert Level 4, Alert Level 3 is hoisted over Davao City and Davao del Norte, while it is Alert Level 2 in Davao del Sur, Davao Oriental, and Davao de Oro. In a related development, aside from the city government, other local government units have also used incentives to motivate the residents to get inoculated. Dr. Janice Olavides, DOH Regional Office Team Leader for Vaccination, said that most local government units are providing foodstuff to those who need to get vaccinated but do not have the time to do so because of unavoidable circumstances like their jobs. In Davao Oriental, the provincial government has also used raffles to lure vaccinees. The city government has incentivized vaccination since the start of the month. In business, tax credits granted to several textile companies from 2008 to 2014 that were later invalidated by the Commission on Audit or COA now total to 3 billion pesos. A report by the COA Special Audits Office to Finance Secretary Carlos Dominguez III said that it has disallowed another set of tax credit certificates worth 412.77 million pesos on top of the previous batches of TCCs it had invalidated amounting to 2.6 billion pesos combined. This brings the total value of illegal TCCs issued by the One-Stop Shop Interagency Tax Credit and Duty Drawback Center or OSS to these textile firms to 3 billion pesos as of September 21, the date on the report sent to Dominguez by COA Special Audits Office Director Gloria Silverio. In sports, in the Philippine Basketball Association, the TNT Tropang Giga prevented the possibility of a championship series between San Miguel Corporation teams when it dominated San Miguel 97-79 Sunday night in a winner-take-all semifinal series at the Don Honorio Ventura State University Gym in Bacolor, Pampanga. The Manny Pangilinan team will again try its luck against another SMC team in Magnolia for the finals of the Philippine Cup, which will start within the week. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph and to our social media accounts, FB and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is brought to you by Subaru Davao with office address at West Insular Village, Lanang, Davao City. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.